Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. And it's interesting that there was a late Aramaic Bible researcher. Man went back and studied the language, and I like his explanation. He said, if you just look at the Aramaic text and what Christ actually said, the traditional forsaken interpretation is actually a misinterpretation. He says that the correct translation from Aramaic should be Eli, Eli, in other words, my God, but not why. It's not a question in the Aramaic. It's actually a statement. For this purpose, I am not being spared. Well, that puts a whole different light on it, doesn't it? For this purpose. In fact, I went back and looked at the original Greek, and it's interesting that the word used why can also be translated wherefore. Read it that way. Wherefore, my God, wherefore, not in the form of a question, but in the form of a statement. It's like you make some statements and you say, wherefore? Here's a conclusion. Wherefore? You are forsaken me. He was bowing to the will of his father. He was submitting, just like Isaac, on that altar. Didn't say a word as his father raised that knife to plunge it into him, believing God's word. There he lay. That's what Christ is saying here.